When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Josh Peterson, Jimmy on the Grim with you on this One Beer Friday brought to you by the Nebraska Craft Brewers Guild. And Jimmy has hopped out of the video stream.
Did it happen again?
It only took until 4:24.
We need to start taking lines on this at the beginning of the show.
I don't understand what happened. This doesn't happen when I'm on with Gary. This doesn't happen on my show.
Interesting.
Sure, you say that a lot,
Jimmy. This is a Nick
also,
Grimm special.
The sun has returned, which is very, very nice. Melt that snow. Melt that snow.
You want me to shut it?
Feel free to do it whenever.
I'm going to jump back in the stream here and I will show
you. So Nebraska women's basketball, they move on. They will be going to the next round of the Big Ten tournament. They were able to hold on. It seemed like people were accusing me of cursing the team. They held on to win by 11. So I don't know what those yahoos were talking about.
There was 4 minutes left and you're like, they're on their way to winning. That's why. They won.
They were on their way to winning, and then they won.
I was just letting you know what the people were referring to.
Oh, the people, and also one Jimmy Allen, who in the YouTube comments
said,
hopefully Josh didn't jinx them.
Oh, Jimmy, I appreciate you.
I returned to the stream, by the way.
Yeah, we got you back
in. So maybe the people wouldn't have said that if it wouldn't have gotten brought up.
You know, Jimmy.
I think I just figured out the problem, why this happens. My computer is also dying.
I don't know if that was your problem this whole time.
I don't know if that's a correlation.
I love being able to blame Jimmy for the issues of the day. By the way, Nebraska, the women now, they will move on into the semifinals. And so they will play tomorrow at 1 o'clock Central up in Minneapolis. That game also on BTN. And Jimmy mentioned this a little bit earlier, but Maryland upset Ohio State. And they didn't just upset them. They dominated.
They had by 23 at one point, I thought.
They won by 21 points, 82-61. So Nebraska will play the 8 seed, the Maryland Terps, and thus they will then await the other side of the bracket. The next game is tonight. Penn State, the 7 versus the 2 seed Iowa Hawkeyes.
Then
Michigan versus Indiana. Indiana the 3, Michigan the 6. That game is going to be 25 minutes or so after the Iowa Penn State game, so Nebraska will play tomorrow early afternoon, and then there's a very real chance, obviously, that they're making it all the way to the championship game, and if they are able to do so, that game Sunday at 11 o'clock on CBS, so obviously coverage and everything coming up next week for what happens.
It's supposed to be really fun around here.
It is, man. It absolutely is, and you know, it's funny. We're going to talk about this in the happy hour, but like how this season will be remembered from a local perspective. But one of the things that I remember talking about probably a month and a half ago, once Nebraska beat Purdue, then I allowed myself to dream
of
like,
real.
Yeah, and it was like, man, can we have one of those really fun Februarys or Januarys and even Marches like the one that we had a decade ago? That I always hold that year very special in my heart, not just for the obvious reasons of, you know, Nebraska making their first tournament since the 90s, but that was the year where I was on air for the first time on a regular basis. I was doing Blue Jay Shoot Around for the first time. I was filling in a lot on this show before I got the gig later on that year. And so I felt like that was the first time where I mean, I'm getting to talk about things, and I'm also like covering the greatest basketball player in the sport up close in person. I went to so many home games that year. Nebraska has this deep run, and you know, it obviously sucks in the end that both of their seasons ended, you know, much quicker and harder than I think either side expected it to.
Right, because there was that outside chance they could have played each other too. And yeah. I wonder if that has a little bit to do, because in our own minds, I think a lot of people were like, man, if this could just happen, it would be amazing.
And it was so, I still remember doing this Selection Sunday show at Sokol. And when it was like, oh, hey, Creighton is playing Louisiana. And then Nebraska popped up in the reaction. I was like, whoa, from the whole crowd. And so I was like, that was really cool. And this year has turned into a different version of that, while also very similar for me, in that once Nebraska beat Purdue, and you said it, it came real. Oh, my gosh. They never stopped. It never stopped feeling like that they were going to do this. If anything, they've only strengthened their argument, especially over the last
few
weeks.
Yeah, and you asked Ken about being a lock. I think they're all.
I do, too. Yeah.
But there's still that one outside, everybody wants it to happen, dream scenario where Man, if Omaha just wins their conference tournament, like it would just be so incredible for the 45-minute radius in the, from the city in general.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. So we'll talk a little bit more about that coming up as we get into the happy hour. Let's take a break now, and when we come back, we can get to a potpourri of topics. You said something earlier that I'm curious
Jimmy
about. It's time for Jimmy Takes. We'll mention the video game for a couple of seconds.
I need to drop Nick.
I can be mad about Dalton Schultz and the Dallas Cowboys. We could talk Chip Kelly. We have so many things. Some of this stuff is evergreen, so we could punt it to next week when Jimmy is back if we have to. But we can do that when we return. It's a One Beer Friday. Let us know what you are drinking, and you could win a gift card to Lucky Bucket. We'll be enjoying some brews from them in about 15 or 20 minutes here on the show. It is Unsportsmanlike Conduct on this Friday here on 1620 The Zone.